Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates, and it is a great day here on Worldwide KFUO. We have some great news to share. Our friends from American Heritage Girls have news. We're going to recap 2016 and talk about what's coming up in 2017 as well. We'll also check in with our friends from the LCMS Office of National International Mission and learn about some short-term mission opportunities on Mercy Medical Teams. Joining me by phone now, Patty Garibay. She's the National Executive Director and founder of American Heritage Girls. Patty, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you, Andy. Good to hear your voice again.
It's always great to have some time to talk with you, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day. I hope things are going well at your office here in St. Louis. We've got some great weather here, and I bet it's headed your way.
I believe so. Tomorrow it'll be our gift, and I hope you're dealing with your gift just fine.
Well, for our listeners not familiar with American Heritage Girls, can you give us a quick overview of the work of American Heritage Girls? I know we've talked about it several times here, but just a quick recap of what is the work of AHG?
Absolutely. American Heritage Girls is a Christ-centered nonprofit character development program for girls ages 5 to 18. And American Heritage Girls comes alongside the church to provide the scout-type program to girls so that they can learn more about their identity in Christ, to grow in life skills and leadership skills, also to serve others and to really become the hands and feet of Christ. And we are thrilled to have a memorandum of understanding with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and together we can really help girls to form into young Christian leaders, and that's our goal. Our oath is, I promise to love God, cherish my family, honor my country, and serve in my community. And our mission statement is to build women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country.
Now, you mentioned the Memorandum of Understanding with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We've shared in this partnership for a couple of years now, haven't we?
We have, and it's been a blessing to be able to provide an opportunity for the ministries of the Lutheran Church to grow and extend their reach to through this kind of a program. So it's not only an outreach, but an inreach to the girls in your congregation.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about the stories from 2016 that you've heard from the troops across the United States of all these young women who are learning, growing, and serving together.
Absolutely. AHG is making a difference, and I believe the difference maker is because Christ is in it. All that we talk about and all that we want to achieve is His glory. And for girls to understand how to walk in that, how to live their faith every day, not just keep it for Sunday, how to make their faith relevant and their own. It's very important for girls to know what their faith is and why. And so for us, it's very cool to have mentors and adult leaders that share their strong Christian faith with the girls to help them navigate today's social environment and the, quite frankly, the society that we have today, which is so confusing for kiddos, that it is so helpful to have these ladies that help to navigate that. But there's been so much excitement that's happened this year, Andy. And some of those things I'd like to talk about is our highest award winners, which are our Stars and Stripes award winners. Now, these are probably what you might consider the select girls, but really, they're any girl. They're girls that have decided to achieve a goal and to work towards that goal. And part of what they have to do is earn their religious recognition of their faith, as well as to do a 100-hour-plus service project that involves them leading others in accomplishing this gift to their community. Sometimes that gift to their community may be to their charter partner, their church. And one of those particular examples is Anya in Indiana decided to update the welcome room at her charter partner, her church, because she realized that, you know, when you come into the church, it's not so inviting. And so she made it very homey, and that was her Stars and Stripes. And then there was Bentley. She lives in Florida. She cares a lot about the homeless, and that is an issue for her. And so what she did is, at Restoring Hope Global, she actually cleared out the signage and put new lights in and painted and put a professional image around the warehouse that was helping the homeless get their food and also to be able to stay there overnight. And then she went even one step further and totally updated the children's play area so that the children could be enjoying their time while they were there at the homeless shelter. But one of the coolest ones, Andy, is this one, and it's from Virginia. And this gal's name is Amani. Now, Amani is 22 years old. She has Down syndrome. So usually that's a little old for Stars and Stripes, but because American Heritage Girls has a special needs appropriation, so to speak, to help those girls navigate, Amani's our first Stars and Stripes winner with Down syndrome. And what she decided to do was to create a mobile music cabinet for her children's preschool at her church that would allow the kids to enjoy their music time anywhere in the church. And so this rolling cabinet full of maracas and tambourines and all kinds of little musical instruments were what Amani wanted to do. And I love what Amani says the most. I mean, this got a lot of coverage, national coverage, by the way. She says, "I want to make music a part of everyone's life. I think God is calling me to encourage all to sing his praises. I want all people, but mostly the children, to use their skills and talents for God by singing, dancing, praising, and working hard at everything they do." And this is a Down syndrome gal that is blessed, blessed, blessed by American Heritage Girls. So my heart is full. It's been a great year just to hear these few stories plus so, so many more about the impact of American Heritage Girls.
Outstanding. Congratulations to those girls and the many who received the Stars and Stripes Award this year, or in 2016. Across the nation, across all of American Heritage Girls, were there any highlights or special events or milestones this year for American Heritage Girls?
There really were. We decided it was important to invest in training, and that there's nothing better than a well-trained leader who is invested in their spiritual walk as well. So we've got Christ-loving leaders and volunteers and men and women that now are being equipped or trained in how to do a great American Heritage Girl meeting, or how to do a great American Heritage Girl camp out or training. And so all that's provided by AHG are these trainings. And we've gone all over the country. Matter of fact, towns like we've been to Dallas, we're heading to Jacksonville, Florida, Southern California, Detroit, Raleigh, New Durham, and next year we're looking at Atlanta, Birmingham, Denver, Minneapolis, Nashville. So we will be all over the country actually coming to our volunteers where they're at, sharing the good news of American Heritage Girls and how to do it well, sharing best practices, and also I'll be sharing my story of how American Heritage Girls was started and how God has been right alongside me every step of the way to help empower a woman with very few resources to do something in his name that's making a difference.
Thanks for pointing out the training. How do things happen on a local level when it comes to the local troop? They have, I'm sure, leadership there. How does that all work? And then how are those leaders equipped to serve in that local setting?
Absolutely. First of all, the charter partner, which is the Lutheran Church, will say, "I would like to have American Heritage Girls," and the volunteers come alongside. And the charter partner then appoints those particular leaders. They decide that these are women that we want to represent our church and to lead girls through the American Heritage Girl program. AHG then supplies them with not just physical handbooks and things like that, but also a learning management system of training where no matter where you live, you can be trained. You don't have to wait for one of these what we call Equip Live training sessions to come to your area, but rather right on your computer at your leisure, you can be trained on what it's like to be an American Heritage Girl volunteer. And then we have great volunteers that want to mentor new volunteers, and so a mentoring program exists as well, which helps new volunteers navigate. What is this all about? What does it look like to really do this well? And how do you share best practices? So there's lots of help. And as the network grows and as American Heritage Girls has grown, we see more and more leaders wanting to help one another. And it creates a family-like atmosphere throughout the nation.
What about 2017? What do we have to look forward to in this year of 2017? Special events?
Oh, yes, special events will abound. There'll be more of these Equip Lives coming through. The girls are having a lot of different camps, summer camps, as well as spring and fall camporees, so there'll be a lot of outdoor activities. And visit our website, which is www.AmericanHeritageGirls.org, to learn more about all the different activities. And also check out the girls' site, because the girls are blogging now. And it's so neat to see what God's doing in their lives through their involvement with American Heritage Girls. We're getting ready to celebrate Respect Life Week, and that is important to us. American Heritage Girls is a pro-life organization in regards to all the way from conception to natural death. We want to honor life. And I think that the story of Amani and really being able to earn her stars and stripes tells us that even those that may have a special need, they're important to the Lord and they're important to American Heritage Girls. Life before conception is important. And our girls love to be part of pregnancy care center service projects and even marching in Washington, D.C. And then the end of life. Our girls love to do adopt-a-grandparent programs and senior citizen centers. So, Annie, you'll never know what an American Heritage Girls is up to. But one thing I can tell you, it's always something good.
Well, I'm very grateful for the work of American Heritage Girls, and perhaps we'll see them at the National March for Life in Washington, D.C. again this year.
Absolutely, with their uniforms, and they'll be bundled up as well.
Very good. Patty, thank you so much for sharing with us, and God's blessings in the coming year for American Heritage Girls. Patty Garibay, National Executive Director and founder, American Heritage Girls. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with our friends in the Office of International Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, learn about some upcoming short-term mission opportunities on Mercy Medical Teams. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.